School students concerned about climate change have planned protests across the country at lunchtime today. They'll be wagging classes to demand the nation's political leaders listen to the next generation. But it's not just the kids who are worried about the impact of climate change. Recent surveys suggest their parents are likely to want the federal government to do more to tackle climate change too, with the issue increasingly important to voters. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Around the world, hundreds of thousands of students will skip school to take part in a protest for climate change action. And that will include kids in 55 different cities and towns around Australia.
My name is Jean Hinchliffe. I'm 15 years old. I'm a lead organiser for School Strike for Climate in Sydney.
The students want the nation's political leaders to do more to prevent global warming. Jean Hinchliffe says her parents are supportive of her campaigning, but not thrilled she'll miss school.
It's something they aren't quite keen on, but for any big event, they will support me as much as they can.
The New South Wales opposition leader, Michael Daly, who is facing the polls next weekend, is encouraging students to skip school with parental permission.
If my son and daughter 16, 17 years of age and they want to do this, I'd absolutely give them my permission to do it.
The Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, doesn't oppose the students protesting but doesn't want them skipping school.
What I would request is that they would do it outside of school hours.
The debate about skipping school aside, the kids have the politicians' attention. Their views are in line with the general public, where climate change is at the fore. Jennifer Brooke works for market research firm Ipsos and surveys Australians' views on climate change every year. The latest data shows 65% of Australians believe the country is already being impacted by climate change. 3 out of 5 Australians believe more should be done to tackle the problem.
That agreement that Australia ought to be doing more, that's the highest level of agreement since we started tracking that in 2014.
And concerns have really grown over the last 12 to 18 months.
That's been steadily rising over the years, but then has jumped up from 2017 to 2018.
While concern about climate change is rising, Australians are increasingly dissatisfied with how governments are handling it, with 50% rating the federal government's response as fairly poor or very poor.
We're seeing a growing momentum for wanting action on climate change, and yet we are more critical of the ability of our leaders to take action on climate change.
That's exactly how 15-year-old Jean Hinchliffe feels, and she's optimistic politicians facing elections will take note.
I believe we have enough power to turn the tides and make this a tipping point for genuine climate action in solving the climate crisis.
It's student Jean Hinchliffe there. Melissa Clark, our reporter, with additional reporting by Claudia Long.